the monkeypox outbreak has caused the World Health Organization to label it a public health emergency of international concern. New York, California, and Illinois have declared states of emergency over this virus, and the CDC reports that 5 cases have been confirmed here in Idaho. Now, we wanted to take a look at this disease and sort out the facts from the myths about monkeypox. So Dr. David Pate is still with us to talk more about this. So Dr. Pate, let's just start with the first question. What is monkeypox?
So monkeypox is of a completely different group of viruses than the virus that causes COVID. It's in a family of viruses that is related to smallpox, which we successfully eliminated back in the 70s. But there's many other pox viruses. Monkeypox is one of those. Despite its name, it did not, to the best of our knowledge, originate in monkeys. It was named monkeypox because it was first identified in some monkeys that were referred to a lab for testing. And so what we don't actually know what the natural host for monkeypox is, what animals it would leap to humans from, but we know that it can be in rope squirrels, tree squirrels, Gambian rats, striped mice, dormice, and of course monkeys. And heretofore, most all of the cases have been identified in Africa. And there's two different strains of this virus, generally speaking. One referring to the West African strain and another one to the Central African or Congo strain. They have a big difference in mortality. Fortunately, the strain that is spreading across the world right now is that West African strain that has the lower mortality, generally something in the neighborhood of 1%, although it's very difficult to tell because most of the cases before this occurred in Africa. And of course, Africa does not have a sophisticated healthcare system like the United States does and European countries. So it may be a lower mortality here. But that virus jumps from those animals into humans. It does so periodically, typically fairly limited outbreaks, but it's been doing this. And one of the thoughts as to why it is increasing in its transmission is because after we eliminated smallpox, we stopped vaccinating people for smallpox. And it turns out that the smallpox vaccination would have prevented a monkeypox as well.
Right, because I'm not vaccinated for smallpox, Dr. Pate, because it was eradicated right around the time I was born.
That's right. So old people like me still have our smallpox vaccination scars. Young people like you haven't had it. And, so on one hand, we think that people, that are in the older age group like me, maybe we still have some protection. We do know that the immunity from the smallpox vaccination is long lasting. We're just not sure it's this long lasting. So maybe there'll be some benefit to us. But clearly, the fact that we halted these vaccinations back around 1980 means that, probably everybody born since late 70s and certainly in the 80s, they weren't vaccinated. My kids weren't.
Okay. So monkeypox, as we know, it is not as deadly as COVID-19. My understanding, Dr. Pate, is it's not airborne. So questions, how does it spread? But also, we know it can be very painful and debilitating.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you do not want monkeypox, believe me. Because again, even if it doesn't kill you, it is, the people I talk to, it is just incredibly painful. In fact, it's so painful, some people have to be admitted just because the pain is so difficult. And especially if you get the monkeypox lesions in your mouth, which some do, it can lead to where you have trouble even eating because it's so much, so painful. So let me just say this. Something has changed about this virus. So there is some knowledge we have about how this virus acted when it was pretty much limited to Africa. But let me say something has changed, and I'm not sure that everything that we know about this virus from Africa is still true. Now, so let's talk about transmission. And so to quibble, let me just say the issue about is it transmitted by aerosols is hotly debated right now.
Okay.
One of the reasons this is of concern is that the one outbreak of this we had in the United States going back to 2003 was because some of these kind of animals that I just told you can carry this infection were imported by a Texas importer, and then they were put in the same room with some prairie dogs from an Illinois distributor. And so they weren't physically together, but they were in the same room, and the prairie dogs got infected. That is some evidence that it can be spread in air. We don't know. We certainly, whether it can or cannot be transmitted by aerosol, it's certainly nothing to the degree of COVID, as best we can tell. And it probably is not very efficient for that virus like it is for the COVID virus. So the main ways of transmission are very close contact. I think that we have botched the messaging by saying that this is sexually transmitted, because while that is certainly possible, we have never identified that for this virus previously. And to suggest that all of a sudden now it is being transmitted sexually is a bit of a leap, because close contact can do it. And of course, when you're having sex, you're generally going to have close contact. And so I think that we send the wrong message, because then it makes people thinking, oh, okay, well, as long as I'm not having sex with somebody that has monkeypox, I'm protected. That's not true. We see family spread of up to 50% when we have the household. This is a virus that is much more from close contact, especially having contact with the lesions, the rash that the person gets. And if you get any of those bodily fluids, and although we were worried with COVID that maybe that could be transmitted on what we call fomites, on, you know, people were spraying down their groceries, people were wiping down their counters and all. That didn't play out for COVID. It's not a big issue for COVID. It's a big issue for monkeypox. Monkeypox is very stable. It can hang around for a long time, and that is a risk. We know it can be transmitted from the bedding and the sheets that somebody lies on that has monkeypox. So in a nutshell, it's usually close, prolonged contact.
Okay. And so with that said, Dr. Pate, and I'm glad you brought up, I believe the mislabeling, frankly, and the growing stigma around this virus of it being, you know, if you are a gay man, you know, that's where most of the cases are, right? And it feels like there are echoes of the AIDS virus, frankly, and this stigma that we are placing on a vulnerable population. But I think what we need to be talking about is that monkeypox is a virus, doesn't care who you are. I mean, kids are being infected. Well, so when you talk about close contact, and we're seeing young kids.
Yeah.
What about going back to school and you're in close contact with each other?
Well, you are so right to bring this up, Gemma. So, you know, we've got to figure out how we can message things that we can, first of all, say, hey, your risk for monkeypox is highest with close contact to somebody with monkeypox. It doesn't have to be sexual. But hey, at the same time, we can say, for those of you that are having close contact through sex, that is going to put you at higher risk, especially if you have multiple partners. Now, so we've got to be able to be clear about this. And the problem with labeling this as a sexually transmitted disease, and particularly in the gay population, first of all, you have to understand that many men who have sex with men are not just homosexual. Some of them are bisexual. Some of them are in the sex trade professions. And so they spread it to women. And so we're seeing more and more women. Mexico just reported that 34% of their cases are in women. Indiana just reported that 20% of the people that they tested are women. And so, the problem is we've made women think, oh, I don't have to worry about this because I'm not a gay man. That's wrong. And and the other thing is, just as you said, if, you know, these poor kids that get infected and all you have to do is think about our crazy legislature for a minute, and you're promoting this notion that this is transmitted through sex. And now we have, you know, these young kids getting monkeypox. I mean, you can imagine the mischief that's going to happen. 100%. So this is terrible. So, relative to schools, we just don't know yet. And so what I'm not surprised is that the number of cases we've identified so far, because it's early in this pandemic, it's in men. But as we see more numbers of women, and now we're starting to see more cases of children, and that's going to escalate tremendously. Right now, we have over 96 children that are infected. 25 of those kids are less than four. If they go to school and they have this, it can be a real problem. And what I also fear is that there's still, because most doctors have never seen a case of monkeypox, and most parents haven't seen a case, I think that there's going to be some mistaking and calling this chickenpox or something else, and it may not even be recognized as being monkeypox. So it is, we're going to have to watch this very, very carefully.
We are out of time today, Dr. Pate. You will, of course, be back next week. I do want to tell folks, if you have questions about COVID-19, but also about monkeypox, because I think there's, as Dr. Pate said, we're in the early stages of this, and there's quite a bit that we still need to know about it. Get your questions in, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. And as always, Dr. Pate, we thank you so much for now having to take on another virus to talk about. Holy cow.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Gemma.
Right. All right. Thanks, Dr. Pate.